Fans, great to have you back with us as we get ready for Giants baseball. A pleasure to talk about a book that is very important in San Francisco Giants history and baseball history as well. And it is about the great Al Rosen, a biography of Al Rosen, all-star third baseman. He was a businessman as well when his career ended, an MVP. And then he became a baseball executive, finally culminating with the San Francisco Giants. And he turned around this franchise along with Roger Craig in the mid-80s. And Al Rosen is a very, very special person in Giants history. But he has a real background of many amazing, amazing things in baseball. Let me read a little bit about Al Rosen to you. Then we're going to welcome in Joseph Wancho, who's a member of SABR, Society for American Baseball Research, and has contributed articles to more than 35 books on the history of baseball. And he lives in Brooklyn, not New York, Brooklyn, Ohio. I didn't know there was a Brooklyn, Ohio. Okay. And it's W-A-N-C-H-O. So let me read a little bit about Al Rosen, then we'll get Joe on and talk about the book. This is the first biography of four-time All-Star Al Rosen. It covers the career of perhaps the best player on the fabulous Cleveland Indians teams of the 1950s. From 51 to 56, the Tribe won one American League pennant in 54, and we know what happened in that World Series, so the Giants swept them, and finished second to the New York Yankees the other five seasons. Rosen was selected the league's MVP in 1953, and Al's been on the show to talk about that. The last Indians player to be so honored. I didn't know that. He led the league in home runs, 43, RBIs, 145, and on the last at-bat of the season, lost the batting title to Mickey Vernon. And Al always said the call was right at first base. His play between the white lines was not the only place where Rosen left his mark on the game. He spent 14 seasons as a president or general manager for the crazy Yankees, 1978 to 79. How about that, the Bronx Zoo? The Houston Astros, 1981 to 85, and then, thank goodness, the San Francisco Giants, 1986 to 1992, when he turned this franchise around. Under his guidance, those teams won two pennants, one world championship. Al is the only person, listen to this, in Major League Baseball history to win an MVP award as a player and to be recognized as Executive of the Year by the Sporting News in 1987. Joe Wancho, W-A-N-C-H-O, is the author of Hebrew Hammer, a biography of Al Rosen. Joe, it's great having you on the show, and I really look forward to your discussion about Al Rosen. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me, Marty.
Well, we're glad to have you on here. Tell us about this book. Why Al Rosen for you? What is your connection here?
I was looking for a biography to write, and surprisingly, nothing had been written about Al Rosen. And I thought he always intrigued me because, for one, he was the last Indians player to win an MVP. And with the name change, he will forever be the last Cleveland Indians player to win an MVP. And he was a favorite player of my mom's, and she always talked about him when I was a youngster. And the more I delved into it, I was more intrigued about his career as a general manager than I was as a player. I knew about his career as a player. And I was told one time, if you're going to do a biography on a player, make sure that he had something after his career to talk about, because if you just write about his play on the field, it's a little thin. So that struck me also that he had a career as an executive that he was successful in. And I thought that with the Yankees alone, there was a story to be told. But plus, he won a pennant with the Giants, of course. And I thought that was a story that should be told.
Well, interesting, and you picked a good subject, and I'm actually interested to hear your take on what you just talked about. But it's called The Hebrew Hammer, and it's an interesting title. Of course, he was Jewish, and in my mind, he was a pillar of the Jewish community, a fierce defender of anti-Semitism, and, of course, Jews in baseball. But he sort of picked up the mantle, so to speak, for Hank Greenberg. And that's when Al came along, and Al became a real spokesperson for the Jewish community. Let's talk about his early dealings, because anti-Semitism was rampant, still is today, of course. But it did affect him as a child and as well as an adult. And let's talk about that part of his life.
He was born in Spartanburg, but he moved down to Miami as a youngster with his mom. His parents had been separated. He talks about they were looking for housing, and there would be signs that would say, "No Jews, no dogs, and things like that. And the neighborhood he grew up in, he and his younger brother, Jerry, had a fight for everything. They were the only Jewish kids in the neighborhood. And he didn't want to start fights, but he certainly wasn't going to back away from one. People were picking on him. Later, he learned how to be a boxer, but that's partly to defend himself, him and his brother. He didn't understand the hatred. He didn't understand, why am I hated so much? Is it my hair? Is it my facial features? What is it about me that people hate me so much? And he could never understand that. And, of course, his hero when he was a kid was, as you alluded to, Marty, was Hank Greenberg. And at the time, Greenberg was chasing Babe Ruth's home run record, and he would scour the paper to see how he did. It became apparent that a lot of the pitchers were not giving him anything to hit. And Rosen came to the conclusion that a lot of that had to do with Greenberg being Jewish. They didn't want him breaking Babe Ruth's record, and they weren't giving him the chance to hit home runs. And whether that's true or not, that's one of his conclusions as he delved into the stories about Greenberg's chase of Ruth.
Mm. Boy, interesting. Hebrew Hammer is the name of the book, a biography of the great Al Rosen, all-star third baseman and a second career, as Joe says, in baseball. But he was a heck of a third baseman. He didn't start right away. He had to work his way into that Cleveland lineup. He had a great player ahead of him, Ken Keltner. How does Al eventually break in here to this Cleveland Indian lineup, which, as I said in my open, this was a lineup that was a very strong lineup and chased the Yankees for the good part of the 50s.
Well, he was the best player on all the minor league teams that he played on. You know, as often happens, Keltner, you know, he's blocking his way. Keltner, offensively, defensively, he was a solid player. So Rosen couldn't get the chance. In 1950, Greenberg moved from farm director to general manager of the Indians. Keltner was slowing down. He was a good friend of the manager, Lou Boudreau. They had been together for over 10 years, playing in the infield side by side. But Keltner was slowing down. He was injured in 1949. He had an off year. So Greenberg kind of forced Boudreau's hand in this and said, you know, we need to, you know, bring up Rosen, see what he can do. Either he's going to make it or he's not. Boudreau kind of fought him on it a little bit, but he could see that Keltner wasn't able to do the job anymore. Rosen did get the start. There was some articles written, Greenberg being Jewish, Rosen being Jewish. Obviously, people were getting a little annoyed by this because there were a lot of Ken Keltner fans. Don't forget, in 1948, he saved them in that playoff game against Boston, got him to the series. He was a hero. But Rosen, you know, he showed he belonged in the opener against Detroit in 1950. He hit a home run to tie the game late. And we want Keltner chance. We're going up to Cleveland Stadium. But Rosen showed he belonged. And from there, he took off. He set a record for most home runs as a rookie.
Mm. Well, interesting. And a couple of things come up. One, the way his career ended with an injury. He became a stockbroker. And then there was that controversy with Hank Greenberg, where the two of them didn't get along. But it all amounted to him leaving baseball. So now let's talk about what you alluded to earlier, life after baseball for Al Rosen, and why this book becomes even more interesting.
Well, right. In 1954, he injured his finger playing first base. Al Lopez asked him to go to first base. They needed him over there. They didn't have a first baseman at the time. They picked up Dick Wirtz later in the year. Rosen went to field a ball at Comiskey Park, and the base runner was in front of him, kind of shielded his view, and he ended up having a fractured middle finger. And he just couldn't grab the bat. And for 2 years, that bothered him. He just couldn't hit properly. And at the time, there was never nothing written about it because he stayed in the lineup. He played. But today, he would have put on the DL for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But back then, he was a little hard-headed. He wanted to play. So he stayed in the game for a while. That was just the beginning of it. Later in 54, he had injuries. He sat out, actually, Game 3 of the World Series against the Giants. 1956, he was in a car accident in Miami. He had shoulder problems and leg problems, back problems. So it ended his career. But in the off season, he was working for a Bosch and company and stockbrokers. And, you know, he always said he wanted to do something after his career. He thought it was important to get your hold in a business, something that you could enjoy, something that you could you'd be successful at. And he worked hard at it. And he did graduate from the University of Miami with a degree in business. So it wasn't like he was a fish out of water. He knew what he was doing. He stayed in Cleveland for 17 years after he retired. He rose to a presidency of the company, I believe.
Wow. Well, not a surprise for the Hebrew Hammer and the success he had later on. Joseph Wancho is the author, W-A-N-C-H-O. It's a McFarland book. And, of course, we support our local bookstore, the Book Tree up in Montclair. David can get it for you. But, of course, part of, as I said earlier, what he did for the Giants was amazing in turning them around and drafting Will Clark. You know, he was sitting up in his suite, and Will Clark was hitting for the Olympic team, and he just heard the crack of the bat and said, "Who's that guy?" And it was Will Clark, and Al eventually drafted Will Clark based on that. But a big part of Giants history, and he always had the respect and admiration of his peers, teammates, opponents, front office executives, and beat writers, and me. I loved talking with him. He was an inspiration. We had him on the show many times. So this book is a great background for Al and who he was. So, Joe, I appreciate you being on the show. It's really good stuff, talking about the Yankee years and the Astros and the Giants as well. And we thank Al Rosen every day for being the man he was. So, Joe, I appreciate you being on. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Marty. I appreciate it.
Very good. Okay. It is The Hebrew Hammer, a biography of Al Rosen, all-star third baseman. Boy, it's a good story. And in San Francisco, he means a lot to the San Francisco Giants franchise. All right, more coming up, KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.